USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Donald J. Trump is officially the first former president to face federal charges. The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Trump's alleged mishandling of the classified material.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
In an on-camera statement, Smith said the prosecutors in his office investigated the case against Trump with the highest ethical standards. Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Trump is set to appear in court on Tuesday in Miami. Smoke may have delayed the event, but it isn't stopping the White House from hosting its largest Pride celebration ever. The celebration takes place Saturday on the South Lawn, and LGBTQ families from across the country are expected to attend. The event was originally scheduled for Thursday night, but was pushed back to tomorrow because of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID. Lisa Taylor has more.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications.
The Miami Heat will try to even their NBA Finals series with the Denver Nuggets tonight in Miami. Denver regained home court advantage after a 109-94 victory in Game 3 Wednesday. The Nuggets lead the best of seven series 2-1. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak are signing off on a major economic agreement. The two leaders met at the White House yesterday and signed the Atlantic Declaration, which Sunak described as a first-of-its-kind economic partnership on artificial intelligence and other commercial relations. A former NYPD detective accused of taking bribes from a robbery crew that targeted Asian Americans. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old Saul De La Cruz took bribes from members of a four-man robbery crew, helped them evade arrest from 2017 to 2022. De La Cruz was arrested Thursday. The crew's ringleader remains at large. The Morrison Hotel Gallery is featuring a Led Zeppelin photo and art exhibit. Mark Mayfield has more.
Led Zeppelin, the exhibition, premiered Thursday at the Art Gallery's New York City and Los Angeles locations. The exhibit features concert photos and album cover artwork, as well as pictures from photo shoots. Those interested in attending can submit an RSVP online to MorrisonHotelGallery.com.
The American Red Cross is moving to incentivize folks to donate blood. The organization says that a shortfall in blood and platelet donations last month is a cause for concern. Folks who donate this month will be able to receive a $10 gift card via email to a store of their choice. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.